This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and take control of the airwaves here. It's Mark with you.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And I'm sitting in the front seat today, Ian.
Because you need a little driver's practice from time to time.
Yeah, you may have something you need to take care of, so it's best for it to have me here.
Well, we were going to have a special guest co-host tonight, but he hasn't made it back yet to the studio, so...
Sometimes things go this way.
Yep.
So, this evening what I found some show prep that I think is very interesting because it allows one to see into the mind of those with whom you disagree. So,
okay.
I like this because it gives me an opportunity to see how people think. Now, it could just be...
If they think.
Strategic disinformation. No, I'm convinced that people who disagree with me often have their opinion for good reasons. In many cases, for reasons that I held the opinion in the past, I've changed my opinion often, many times. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy to hear good arguments for it. But this is from the NewYorkTimes.com. What the government schools is in quotation here. We say government schools in the air often here on Free Talk Live because we consider it to be an accurate statement, right?
They use the term government school?
Yes. What the government schools critics really mean.
Well, the reason that we use the term government schools is because it's more accurate. It is a better way to discern. Normally people will say public school. It's a better way to discern who's really in charge of this because the word public is kind of a... It's a distraction. It makes you think like, oh, yes, we're all in charge of it. The public is it. It's their schools. We are the ones who run the schools. When that's total BS, it's them, the government, the people calling themselves the state of fill in the blank, the city of, the federal government. These are the people.
The school board.
The school board. These are the people who are running the government schools. So let's call it like it is. They are government schools because you could still have the other term is private school. Or homeschooling, but looking at private schooling, that kind of sounds like, oh, this is exclusive. Only a certain group is allowed. But the reality is private schools can be open to members of the public, meaning anybody who comes in there, they won't discriminate against them so long as they're willing to pay the bills to go to the school or they get a scholarship. So it's not like it's impossible for somebody to go to most private schools unless the school has specific rules saying, well, you have to be a Christian or whatever in order to go here.
Right, and they may very well decide after you send your little atheist kid there and they're scoffing at the people saying prayers that, yeah, this isn't the school for you. It's certainly a possibility.
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine many Christian schools would want an out atheist attending their school.
Now, another thing that I believe is sort of a better term to use, better reason to use the term government school is because this is an international program. Americans tend to get caught up in American talk, and we don't think that other people say things differently. But in Great Britain, where this show is relatively popular, it has some popularity. Well, they use the term public school to refer to private schools and private schools to refer to public schools. So using those terminology...
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Wow, that's confusing.
A public school is a very elite thing.
Really?
Right. So it is best to say the government school because then you will know right off... Everybody will know right off the bat which school we're referring to.
Right.
So anyway, going on here with from the author here, it's Adam McCauley, and he knows what you mean when you say government school. When President Trump recently proposed his budget, you got to spit it out like it's a cuss word, proposed his budget for school choice, which would cut more than $9 billion in overall education spending. I'd like to backtrack that for a second here. These people love to talk about government spending as though this is the spending. Well, the amount of money that the government spends in health care isn't all of the money that's spent in health care.
Sure.
And the amount of
Of it, though.
Yeah, the government spends in schooling isn't the amount that's spent in schooling. So, anyway, cutting $9 billion because we need all those we've of course shown that spending and education are not correlative. Like if the United States educational school system, the most expensive school system per student, has taught us nothing, it is that money and education are not do not correlate.
Right, because other places spend less per pupil. And they
get
do
far
better
results.
Right. You can double the money. Go ahead. Double the money that you're throwing at education today, and you're not going to get even, 25% better results. You're not going to get 10% better results.
I can't say exactly, but it seems to be non-correlative. So anyway, but more research. But put more resources into charter schools and voucher programs. Yes, spit that out, too, because charter schools have really been saving some crappy districts. There's certainly some crappy charter schools out there, too. But they just hate the. Really, what this is a defense of teachers' unions, because that's the only thing you're defending with government school. I like to call government schools this: the worst school in a given geographic area, in a given district. Let's call it a district, because that's what they call their areas. In a given district for a given age group, 99% of the time. Mm. So 99% of the time in a given school, you pick your school district, pick 99 of them at random, pick 100 at random, 99 of them for a given, you pick a grade, that government school is going to be the worst one. And that's what we got to throw more money at, even though money's not correlative to education. Johnson, welcome.
Oh, didn't turn his mic on.
Welcome, but I'm not turning your mic on. There you go.
Thank you. Yes. So, yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it's a never-ending black hole of money, is what these schools are. They yap and yap about improvements, and we need this, and we need that, and nothing ever happens.
No, and you can't really change it, from the inside. It's so unwieldy, so humongous. To try to get in as a school board member and make an impact, it's impossible.
And meanwhile, you see programs in these same areas, where you have these supposed budgetary crises, and you see schools that crop up around the areas where they'll be trying to run the school on some sort of like shoestring budget, right? For the less fortunate. They'll try to do a school for the poor or whatnot, and they will outperform the other schools in the area dramatically. This doesn't often happen. See, if this were to happen more often in, the sort of the richy-rich white areas, I guess you'd probably see more change in schools when they realize, oh, hey, this happened, this type of thing happens. They're able to make these schools perform better on such a limited budget. But that type of thing doesn't really happen in the areas where it's like, upper middle class,
Well, the government schools are better in those areas generally.
Right.
So, they then compete against the better private schools that are also in that area, or, non-governmental schools, whatever terminology you wish to use there. The non-governmental schools have to compete at a higher level. And, of course, no problem. With charging somebody who can afford to pay it, absolutely. People are going to pay what they can to educate their kids.
The entire system, it seems to me, actually, is that it's designed to distribute money, right, amongst the education system, to basically continue to disenfranchise poor people.
It seems like it.
It seems like it's designed to do that.
Government schools are, the first defense of government schools is what about the poor people? And my defense to that is, what about the poor people?
Right.
In the poorest districts, you will find illiteracy rates among graduates at as high as 40%. Let me repeat that, people. 40%! 4 out of 10! 2 out of 5, you pick your ratio here of the students that graduate, not the dropouts because they don't read, right? They're crappy. The graduates can't read functionally in these government schools.
How do you know the dropouts can't read? I mean, maybe they're the ones who figured out that this is a waste of time. They're going to go out and teach themselves.
In the poor district, they already hit the school-to-prison pipeline, and they're off in prisons. That's another great argument against government schools. Mm. What do you think do you think the representation for government schools is at, above, or below the attendance level of government schools, the normal sort of the societal attendance level of school? I would say that government schools are highly overrepresented in prison.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Right.
Right. Those are, like, if you go to government school, your chances of going to prison increase.
How many of the prisoners you were in, because you were in prison for 9 years, how many of them were from private school stuff?
Right. Very few.
Yeah.
Very few.
So wait, what's the difference?
Just saying
the
government...
No, between the government schools and the prison.
Not much.
Yeah.
Some of the fences.
Can't go home at night.
855-450-3733. We rubbed you the wrong way on schools. Free Talk Live.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1581. That's 1-800-660-1581. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581. 1-800-660-1581.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and, well, you can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about government. government schools, or what government school means when we say it, according to an opinion piece here from the New York Times.
We're going
to
get back into that, but we've got your calls coming up as well at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733, and Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. But you know what's on my mind? The price of Bitcoin.
It's hard not for me not to have that on my mind.
Wow. I mean, this last week for Bitcoin has been incredible. There, what, about a week ago, it was $2,700 per Bitcoin. It's over $3,400 per Bitcoin today. I mean, that's an incredible increase in a one-week period of time. You know, whether it's going to hold out is another question, but it seems to be on the rise.
It always seems to come back to where it's been.
Yeah, it seems to be on the rise again. Look, if you want to get into mining Bitcoin, you should go over to pool.bitcoin.com. You can forget about the constant equipment upgrades, maintenance, all of the technical know-how that you would need to know to actually do the mining. All you have to be able to do is put in an investment over at pool.bitcoin.com. Now, there's a handy calculator there that'll help you understand what you could possibly make. Just go to pool.bitcoin.com to get started. There's a 100% uptime guarantee, and it makes it easy to get behind this amazing cryptocurrency. And Mark and I are both doing this over at pool.bitcoin.com.
Excellent. Let's go to the phones. We got George calling in from Northern Georgia. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay. I'm on the phone. What's the topic tonight, guys? Schools?
I don't know, but you're a little distorted. Can you back away from your phone a little bit for me?
How's that?
That's much better.
Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah,
so you guys
talking about government schools.
Schools and government control?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm 60 years old. Okay. And I grew up on military bases all my life until I was 16. Okay.
Okay.
And then when Dad retired from California and we finally moved back to Georgia where we were from, when I came back here as a sophomore, I'd already learned everything that they were trying to teach me by the seventh grade. And
yeah, they
so
say
my
that,
last 2 years of school, I kind of goofed off and floated through them. So
they say that about
Southern
schools. I graduated from
Southern
schools.
No, it was all schools. It was all schools. Okay. But on a military base, I knew how to use a slide rule and do log books when I was in the seventh grade, okay? And everybody else did, too. But our school system in general, and if you look back through history, the kids, if you had a sixth grade education in the 1850s, you already knew how much corn was in a bushel, you knew the increments. You knew everything.
Yeah.
You knew everything. But nowadays, I mean, I go to the store nowadays, and kids can't even write their name on a check in cursive.
God help them if the machine doesn't tell them what change to give back. Oh, my goodness.
Exactly. I don't know what's going on with our school systems, but and the kids aren't stupid. They're not stupid. I've met them, okay? And I'm raising grandbabies now.
Right. I mean, to assume the kids have gotten dumber is a pretty cheap way out.
The kids aren't any dumber. They ask you questions. They ask you questions. The grandbabies will ask you questions. And if you just say, because I said so, that's no answer.
They have the potential to learn, but if that's being squandered by the system, then it does result in people who are ineffective. Maybe they could, again, be effective and good at being adults and all that, but the government schools are sort of wiped
that out.
Well,
I've seen some cool things that are going on in the schools here in the South now. There's actually companies. Georgia is a very progressive state. There's actually companies that are donating money and for robotics and everything else. And no, I mean, Georgia.
Yeah, they weren't learning that. They weren't learning that in the 1850s, were they? Thanks for the call, Joe. George, appreciate it.
Thanks.
The number is 855-450-3733. If you've ever seen one of these tests, I've seen them from like the early 1900s. George is absolutely right. It's amazing what sixth graders needed to know to graduate from sixth grade back then. And then, of course, you know, once you make high school government funded, well, then it becomes less relevant. Well, don't worry. Once we make bachelor's degrees government funded, that will become less relevant. As the government gets more involved, it just gets less and less valuable. Let's go to Clayton calling in on Skype. Clayton, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I know y'all are talking about school, but that's boring. I'd rather talk about something else. Talk about Blockbuster Video. You guys were talking about that yesterday, and it touched my heart.
We were talking about the last 10 physical Blockbuster Video locations that exist. They're still open in the United States. Most of them, six, I think, of the 10 or so, are in Alaska. Three of them, I believe, were in Oregon, and one in Texas. Fascinating stuff.
Yeah, now I've actually been to the one in Texas.
Really?
Just as a coincidence. Yeah, it's near McAllen, Texas.
When? How long ago?
This was years ago. It was before it was the last one in Texas.
I see, okay. So long
ago. Yeah. But it'd be super interesting, I think, to go back and check it out. But, yeah.
It should be like like you're walking into the past. It's probably the exact same experience.
Yeah, isn't there something from your past, though, when you were a kid that you were like, I wish I could just walk back into that?
Sure, sure. I mean, it would be nostalgic, I guess, would be the right term. But would you actually rent a movie, or would you just go in and walk around?
Oh, I totally would rent a movie, yeah. So okay. I'm a typical millennial cord cutter, you know, streaming. But when my wife and I started dating about 6 years ago, we got into this habit of every Monday we would go after work to Blockbuster and look at all the movies and talk about which one we were going to watch, and we'd rent the movie, we'd go have a pizza or something, and it was just like this really great ritual.
Mm-hmm.
And we continued that on until like the last Blockbuster in Oklahoma City where I live closed, and we were driving like 25 minutes each way to get
just to go to
like
Blockbuster.
Yeah, because that was a really cool experience, and it's something I miss. But there's another video chain that's kind of come into this market. Family Video.
Really?
And yeah, they're the largest video rental chain in the United States.
They're still in business?
Oh yeah, and they're expanding. They're
what
growing.
Do they know so, that Blockbuster didn't?
They know to own their own real estate, so they don't have to negotiate leases with landlords.
Huh.
And they know to co-locate their businesses with pizza franchises that they also own.
Okay.
Sounds smart.
It kind of reminds me of the new arcades. At least I say new. The last time I was in one of these things was probably a decade and a half ago, but you know, it was still beyond sort of the lifespan of the
serving alcohol and pizza.
That's what they were doing. Yeah, they had
Chuck E. Cheese for adults.
Basically, yeah, they had alcohol. They had a bar. They had you described it. They had a DJ, right? A DJ spinning tunes in there, and very expensive arcade games. Very expensive. Like, I didn't want
to
play
anything. $2 to play is ridiculous.
Yeah, it was crazy. We were at the pizza place here in town. They had an old Galaga or Pac-Man machine, and it was like $1. It was insane.
Oh, my God. Thanks for the call, Clayton. Oops, sorry. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberry's Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about what does government school really mean?
And we're going to get back into that. But actually, I was talking with a guy today, Mark, about SIMBI, SIMBI.com, S-I-M-B-I. We've been discussing the idea that you don't need money to do business over at SIMBI.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy, SIMBI.com. You won't believe the diversity of services on SIMBI.com. I told him that he needed to get done was like taking some information from a web page from a business and sort of turning that into like a written presentation. So not something that should take too long, but like he was asking me if I wanted to do it. I'm like, dude, I got my hands full. I don't have time for this, but I bet you might be able to find somebody who could do it for you over at SIMBI.com. So he said he was going to check it out. It's hundreds of thousands of people acting in the symbiotic economy. You can get your account at SIMBI.com. Mark, did they give you some gratis amount of Simbi when you open the account?
You start out by giving, you know, information, doing tasks. You'll get some Simbi to work with. That's how they inflate their currency. They'll add more to it. As more people come, they have, you know, more Simbi. Rather than more people working for the same amount of Simbi, driving up the value of Simbi, they just keep adding it as people come in.
So you can get your account now over at Simbi.com. Take a look around. Post your services, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com.
So, you know, this article that's from the New York Times, it is going on here and saying, okay, so he, that's Donald Trump, promised to take a sledgehammer to what he is calling failing government schools.
Wait, wait, before this they mentioned a $9 billion cut, and I think that something that we didn't mention, and I don't know, but normally when the government talks about cuts, they're usually talking about cutting the proposed increase. Do we know whether this particular cut is the typical cut of cutting a proposed increase in the budget, or are they actually talking about taking out $9 billion from last year's budget? Because it's almost never that.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's what they're talking about, because charter schools and voucher systems rarely give the amount that they that government schools get per student, if that makes sense. So let's here in New England, it is not unusual for a government school to get, be about $15,000 per student. I know people are aghast around the nation, but that's true here in New England.
Yeah, I think it's like 20 here.
Whereas if you were to send your kid to a charter school, that charter school's maybe $5,000 going to follow that kid. That's $10,000 that is saved by sending the kid to the government school, to the taxpayer. Now, of course, the government school proponents are like, look, that's $10,000 worth of education destroyed. Well, it's not. If you would have to prove first that money is correlative to education, and
they've yet to do that.
Right, we've got decades worth of the United States proving that's not true. So anyway, going on, that's harsh language for the places most of us call public schools, where nearly 90% of American children get their education, and falling, by the way. But in certain conservative circles, the phrase,
get your kids out of there.
You know, the phrase government schools has become ubiquitous as it is contemptuous.
Okay, good.
Yeah. What most people probably hear is in this unmistakable refrain of the American libertarianism, for which all government school is big and bad. The point of calling public schools government schools is to conjure the specter of pathologically inefficient, power-mad bureaucrats. Accordingly, right-wing think tanks like the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, the Heartland Institute, and the Acton Institute.
So the suggestion here is that, oh, well, these are our teachers. These aren't power-mad bureaucrats. These are the people that we've entrusted to educate the next generation of doers and thinkers and creators and political leaders. These are our
prisoners,
teachers.
Illiterates.
The idea being that teachers
mendicants, ne'er-do-wells.
Yeah, that teachers, the government teachers, are somehow a separate group. They're better than the average bureaucrat. They're not just these lowly pencil pushers.
I think that, well, for one, I believe that teachers are better than the average bureaucrat. But I think that no one is free from the tentacles of bureaucracy.
No way. Teachers are the worst.
Why?
Well, I think the teachers are the ones who are, like, they drive for the property tax, and that is, I think, the most direct and kind of worst tax in many ways, and they are just the fuel behind it. I feel like without teachers and without the teachers driving behind it, we'd have had a lot of tax reform, and it would, there would have been a lot bigger of a hill to climb up for all the rest of the taxes that have been imposed since that, you know, are tacked on because people get used to these ridiculous property taxes and the big ticket that comes along with it.
Yeah, I don't disagree that teachers, you know, the teachers and teachers unions certainly.
And they're the loudest voice. Blah, blah! Right. And they're the loudest.
And
they're the loudest ones for liberalizing America, really. I mean, they're the ones who are, you know.
And they always get to put the kids out in front of them as they're, oh, you don't want to hurt the kids.
They are the front lines for government, as far as I'm concerned.
All of these critiques are accurate. I just think that, you know, my experience in private schools versus my experience in public school is that teachers in public school or government school aren't that different than the private school teachers. Sort of on the face. I mean, they provide a service that is similar. You know,
well, some of them end up being private school teachers.
But
you know, they get sick of the government schools and
the bureaucracy,
and they'll work for less at the private school. And they'll tell you to a T. Everyone I've ever asked this question is, you know, do you like it better? Yes. I don't get paid as much, but I love the educational freedom to be able to do the class the way I want to.
To be able to actually teach.
Right. It's almost always what they say.
Right. The bureaucracy can be soul-killing. It's stifling. And that's true for them, too. You know, the functioning-level bureaucrats in it, in whatever the government agency is, these people, they're just ordinary folks. Well, they're all just ordinary folks, but, you know, they're dealing with the bureaucracy more than any of us are, and it's worse for them than it is anyone else. So going on here, the Acton Institute have in recent years published screeds denouncing the command and control mentality of government schools that are prisons for poor children. All of these have received major funding from the family of the Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, either directly or via a donor group. So,
I remember hearing about that lady getting appointed. What was her deal, this Betsy DeVos? What was her...
Well,
claim to fame.
Yeah, basically an advocate for diversifying
education. Wasn't she like a homeschool person or something like that?
All those things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure I don't agree with her on everything.
Probably
not. Any stretch of the imagination, but I think she's an interesting one to have in charge of this agency.
The fact that Trump appointed her, I think, is very interesting.
Let's go to Skype. Stephen from Ohio. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live.
Stephen.
Stephen,
yeah,
pardon me.
Stephen. First, I'm actually going to comment on the school issue. I thought for quite a while that public schools were just a means to brainwash children into believing in the state. People say I'm an extremist when I say that, but it really is the truth. You know, at my commencement for my last year, we had to stand and say the pledge. We're talking about how great America is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I wonder why nobody questions it. As said, I think it might just be like, you know, kind of like a church brainwashing religious children in a way.
In many ways, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what I was actually... going in about was parenting. Do you think, aside from cases of abuse, do you think there really is such thing as a bad parent? And do you find that to be an objective term or a very subjective term?
So, first off, I think that it's very, very easy for people to come up with their opinions as to why somebody is a good parent or a bad, you know, usually just a bad parent, because everybody does things differently. And
usually everybody thinks their way is the right way.
Right. Well, at the very least, I don't think my right way is necessarily the wrong way. Because you can't parent the way another person would parent. You've got a personality. Inarguably, everybody's got a personality, and you can't develop a new personality in order to parent the way that some other guru or whatever, or somebody on Facebook or whomever, says that you should be parenting. It's kind of ridiculous. But, Stephanie, if you'll just hold the line here, I'd like to continue talking about it. The number is 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Do you think that somebody can be a bad parent as long as they're not abusive? Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help.
In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live's live Tuesday night edition. It is Mark with you.
And Ian.
And Johnson.
You can call in and, well, you can answer Stefan's question here. Stefan's asking if, do we think that there are objectively bad parents? Accepting parents that are obviously abusive and that sort of thing.
Objectively? I think that's a tough question to answer. I think that everybody's got their opinion about what good parenting and bad parenting.
I think they do. And I certainly am not, you know, I'm no shrinking violet when it comes to giving my opinion. But I'm going to go ahead and say, yes, there are objectively bad parents out there. Neglect, you know, letting your kid just sort of learn, letting other parents parent your kid for you, you know, those sorts of things that... you know, negligence is not child care, to my mind. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that that's the case. Let's bring Stefan back here on Skype.
I should have worded it a bit differently. I shouldn't have said objective. I should have said something like that we could, that the vast majority of people could agree is good or bad parenting. And it's good that you brought up neglect, because I have some very strong opinions on this. But do you think, besides from neglect, you know, carelessness is a bit like it? Like a close family friend of mine has a daughter who is 18 years old, and she ended up getting pregnant.
Oh, no.
And, yeah, and I think, you know, that's a little young to get pregnant until you realize that this girl was sneaking out of the house every single night mm-hmm. and, you know, having sex with somebody without her mom knowing. And do you think that that's partially the mother's fault, because I personally think it is.
That she got pregnant?
Kid. No, that she was sneaking out of the house and having sexual activities with other people.
Was this at 18 or 17?
This was at 17 years old.
Keep
in mind, this guy was 32 years old.
I hear you. The problems with the mother's parenting occurred before this happened.
Sure.
whatever, you know, this is a symptom of the problem.
She doesn't want to communicate with her mother about what she wants to do, which is to go have sex with somebody in the middle of the night or go party or whatever it is that leads to those things.
This had been going on for years. She just got pregnant at age 17, however.
Sure,
apparently,
sure.
She had been doing this since she was 13 years old.
I believe that. Sneaking out, middle of the night, climbing out the window, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that could also bring in, like, you know, things like consent. But you think that maybe some parents don't talk to their kids about stuff like this enough.
It seems like, like a good talking to, but if she'd been doing it for a long time, apparently she was pretty good with, you know, the situation. So, you know, like she was doing some kind of birth control effectively. Really what this, I mean, you know, at a 17-year-old, you're basically talking about an adult, and adults are going to do adult things. I don't think a person should be having sex until they can support themselves and a child, but that could be as late as 30 these days, and I understand that the world is going to operate differently
people
than I think it should.
People are kind of driven towards that activity,
they
especially at a young age.
Yeah.
You can't stop them.
So, really what you have to do is you have to do sort of loss control, in that situation. And the loss control is, let's talk about, venereal diseases. Let's talk about pregnancy. Let's talk about how to avoid these things. And, you know, what these things happening can do to your life, because it's the single biggest thing as far as an indicator of how well you're going to do in life is how early you have a kid and whether or not that kid's had in wedlock or not.
Well, I was discussing this with somebody at a church, actually, because I was really concerned for this girl and didn't know who else to go to ask about things like this. And the pastor had told me that possibly, you know, how widely available pornography is nowadays, like, and how open the internet is, that kids are going to find this stuff. I mean, what do you think of that theory?
What does that have to do? What is it? What is finding pornography have anything to do with the drive of a young person to want to experiment sexually?
He had told me that, you know, kids might not know about, you know, how to do these things if they don't see it beforehand. I mean, what do you take from that?
I don't think that you can learn how to do any sex very effectively from watching pornography. I think there's...
Well, you know what part to put where.
Yeah, that's true.
But you learn that on a farm, too. I don't
go for
that.
You mean by watching?
Yeah, I don't go for that. You know, you can labeling the kid with guilt, that works to some extent. Now, what to do to
them
later?
To stop having not have sex, you mean? Like you're going to burn in hell? That kind of labeling with guilt?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they've got these.
It works.
What's that?
You think that works?
It prevents some kids from having
sex. Why is it frequently that the, you know, like the pastor's daughter, preacher's kids are always the ones that are the
most
sexually active?
Yeah,
like almost 100% of the time?
All I'm saying is that some of these kids take these abstinence vows, and some of these kids keep these abstinence vows. I know somebody, I've met someone,
the preacher's kids,
that kept it until 29.
Like, was it the preacher's kid?
Look, I don't know anything about preacher's
kids. I'm telling you, kids that are making their own choices versus ones that were, you know.
Okay, so preacher's kids that you know is a relatively small segment of
the population. It's not even the ones I know. When I went to Christian camp as a teenager, that was what everybody talked about, was that whoever was there
was
the preacher's
kid. Now you're in the realm of gossip amongst 11-year-olds at a summer camp. I'm sorry, I just don't,
we were teenagers,
I don't care about that. That's, you know, fine. Somebody told you that.
Are you talking about how, like, you know, kids used to scare the crap out of, I mean, how parents used to scare the crap out of their kids by saying, like, oh, if you grab a butt, there will be, like, a fur on your knuckles, and then the kid will check their knuckles or something like that, or you'll go blind?
I think they use a variety of things to guilt people into it. I'm just saying that there's consequences for this guilt use that come on later in life. I think that you can blame 33% of the kink industry on parents guilting the hell out of their kids.
Really? Just the what? Well, it's not just guilt. I mean, do you believe in, like, the scare tactics that a lot of churches use, for example? Like, you know, like, you'll go blind. Do you think that's a deterrent?
I don't think they need to. They can say you'll get pregnant and be poor for the rest of your life and be telling the truth.
Do they still try the blind thing? Is that really?
I don't think so.
I mean, I heard that at a Catholic school that I went to when I was like 11 years old. Well, not a Catholic school. It was vacation Bible school at a Catholic church. And they had openly said, you'll go blind if you like kiss somebody in the parking lot or something.
Oh, I thought that was only for self-pleasuring is when you go blind. So now
that's
they're
what
saying,
it was for.
Right, okay. So now they're saying even just kissing or maybe hugging, front hugging, will that also make you go blind? Because I know some of the Christians are against that.
Front hugging, yeah. You got to do side hug.
Right.
What is front? Oh, like full-on front hugging somebody?
Yes.
How is that even remotely sexual?
You should ask some of these Christian people because they have the Christian side hug. Now, whether that's real or not,
I
don't
Stephen,
know.
Come on, Stephen. Have you never
tried to make a cross?
Have you never hugged a woman and thought to yourself, I'm feeling her boobs against my chest? Have you never?
I will neither confirm nor deny.
Right. I mean, absolutely. So that's what they're referencing there. Thanks for the question.
I mean, could a female also say, I'm feeling this dude's Johnson?
They could feel all kinds. They could claim
certainly
all kinds of things. Yes. And I suspect they're
frequently
thought about that in their own minds. Thanks for the call, Stefan. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733, or Stefan called in on Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm, and you'll get great sound quality there.
How many years has it been since we talked about the Christian side hug? That has to go back to WTMY in Florida and when we were a local show.
I think it was later than that, but
I feel like it goes back
there
that
was
far.
A rap song that went with it. Give the old Christian side hug.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Christian side
hug. That's what I'm talking about. When we first found that years ago.
You got to get with Christ's love.
Yeah, right. I don't remember the rest of it.
I was trying to find the lyrics here. And
yeah, we can post that up on our Facebook page. It's an internet classic, folks. And if you haven't had a chance to hear this, you gotta see it because there's nothing better than white people rapping about Christian side hugs.
I'm a rough rider filled up with Christ's love. Give me that Christian side hug, that Christian side hug. These are the EG rules, so pay attention. It's essential. This ain't no front hug zone. You ain't that fly. You ain't my Jones. Stop and listen. No front hugs and no kissing. I ain't scared to call your mama. You'll be riding home in a coma. Damn, that's some pretty. That sounds like a threat.
Indeed, it is.
I got my groove. You ain't got nothing. Follow these rules, cause we ain't bluffing. Nuh-uh. You ain't no rabbi. You ain't no priest. So rise up off me like the shortbread with no yeast. Now. Don't use that front hug, boy. That makes us awkward. That's inappropriate. You back up off her, because we want to keep our mind pure. Want
right.
to keep away from sin.
Only the boys want to do the front hug.
That means it's you too, girl. Only one arm around him. Wow. And then their hook, which is, give me that Christian side hug.
Yeah.
We be walking like, we be talking like, we be side hugging every day and night. It's how we do, fool. This ain't no club, so don't be hating on me when I show no love. We living holy, it ain't no thing. So put your hands in the air and let that shoulder hang. There's more. This goes on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, somebody got paid for that song, there's no doubt.
Yikes.
It's awful. The number is 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. More about government schools here on Free Talk Live.
When I hug people, I leave room for the Holy Spirit. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.